Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The controversy surrounding children's books with LGBTQ themes at Homer Library continued. City Hall was packed Tuesday night as residents waited to comment during the Library Advisory Board meeting. The petition to remove or relocate what has grown to a list of 55 books was dismissed over the summer, but has now been appealed. The fate of the books is still up for debate, but Library Director Dave Berry pointed out that nobody is forced to read anything they don't like. At a recent Joint Chambers of Commerce meeting, Katie Capozzi, the president and CEO of the Alaska Chamber, presented the results of a recent survey conducted by the Alaska Chamber to give Alaska legislators a cross-section of how Alaskans feel about the state's economy. Capozzi explained the results of the survey.
I think the most important thing that we've seen is people have a increased positivity on the economy overall, which is great. We're seeing, we're post-COVID. People are feeling positive about the economy, but it's cautious optimism. They are not wanting to be taxed, that's for sure. And, you know, something that we know for sure is that the people of Alaska do support a spending cap, which for the Alaska Chamber makes us happy because we think a spending cap is important as well. So we will be communicating that with the legislature.
Capozzi outlined some of Alaska Chamber's top priorities.
Well, a sustainable fiscal plan has been our top priority for more than 20 years. Beyond that, there's a lot of other issues that we're looking at. In fact, childcare is something we're starting to spend a lot of attention on. This is not a social issue at this point. It's a business issue. The lack of affordability and accessibility of childcare is impacting the business community.
While the voters in the most recent general election voted not to hold a constitutional convention, the Alaska Chamber is proposing an amendment to the Constitution to be introduced. Katie Capozzi explains the amendment.
So with the spending cap, we think that if it's going to be meaningful, it's going to have to take place in the Constitution. It's going to have to be a constitutional spending cap. We have a spending cap right now in statute, and it is not effective at all.
The Alaska Chamber has been the voice of Alaska's business community since its founding in 1953. In 1953, a few years before Alaska was granted statehood, the Alaska Chamber of Commerce was formed for the purpose of promoting commerce in Alaska. Alaska Chamber is the only statewide membership organization representing all business sectors in Alaska. The chamber serves hundreds of businesses from Ketchikan to Utqiagvik. Many public lands in Alaska, including the Chugach National Forest, are open for trapping. Traps are often set in areas that are also used by hikers, bikers, snow machiners, and their pets. Pets may become caught in traps meant for their wildlife. Chugach National Forest advises all recreationists, especially pet owners, to be cautious on Forest Service land. Traps are frequently located just off established and groomed trails and roads. Winter and early spring are when most trapping takes place in Alaska. However, traps may be present throughout the year. Reduce the risk of pets being captured in a trap by keeping them on a leash. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and Alaska State Trappers Association have produced the brochure Trap Safety for Pet Owners, with safety tips and information on how to remove a pet from a trapper snare. Alaska Trappers Association has also produced a video entitled Sharing Alaska's Trails, which shows the different types of traps and snares, how to identify a trap line, and how to release an animal from a trap. You can find a link to that on the story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is responsible for trapping regulations and licensing within the state. More information, including list of trapping regulations and unit maps, can be found on the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. SOAR International Ministries in Kenai is trying to stuff 850 stockings on Giving Tuesday for Ukrainian refugee children. This project is a unique opportunity to make a difference in the life of a child in Russia, Moldova, or Ukraine. To learn more about the project, you can visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.